Very good. Thank you, Lance, for letting us know what's happening around the space. It's good to see our young people. Very good. Well, this week I was reminded of one of the great youth workers of the last 50 years, because it was his funeral this week, Rob Coyle. And some of you know Rob. Well, I don't know Rob personally, but I certainly was influenced by the ministries that he started and did around the country. And one of those was the Coffee Club. And so was a mission trip that we would happen all around Australia. I happened to do some of the ones in Perth, and for 3 years went down to first Busselton, then Esperance, and had a massive impact. I mean, one of the impacts that happens when you go on a short term mission trip is that you grow in the things of God. You grow in your gratefulness, you grow in your thankfulness, you grow in your understanding that there is no hierarchy in the kingdom of God, that we're all being given gifts and talents to pitch in and to bring glory to His name, and how to submit that around to leadership. And there's a whole bunch of things that you learn when you go. And so I was reminded of that this week as I read about his funeral, and I thought, well, that has had a large impact on my life in the way that I see serving, in the way that I see mission and ministry. And over this last 3 weeks, we've been talking about getting in shape and our discipleship shape. And so here at Encounter, we talk about being connected to God and being connected to community. Connected to God being the fact that is the starting place of all things. If we want to walk like Jesus, we need to be connected to God. And so we encourage people to be intentional about what they are doing, to be connected to God. And then we say, hey, be connected to community, be connected to Christian community, and then to the wider community, because community actually gives us the context to live out our Christian faith. You don't live Christian faith in a silo, but you live it in context of community, doing life together. And so we say that's really, really important. And then we talk about, which we're going to talk about today, that actually serving, a lifestyle of serving, living like Jesus lived, actually helps us to grow to be more like Him. You see, we can learn about the things of faith. We can sit around and talk about the theology, and we can answer questions, and we can pontificate. But until we actually put our hands and our feet to the ground and live out the things of Jesus and live out the lifestyle of Jesus, knowing that He came to serve and not to be served, we actually create conditions for us to grow to be more like Him. It's as we serve, as we use our gifts and talents, that we grow into the shape of Jesus. And so we encourage people to be intentionally connected, both internally in the body of Christ, but also externally, but connected to the lifestyle of Jesus Christ. And as you connect to God, connect to community, and connect to the lifestyle, guess what? We actually position ourselves to grow in the things of God. It's very hard not to grow as a disciple when you are connected in these spaces. And so we talk about being intentionally connected. What are you going to do this year to be intentionally connected in those spaces? Remember, being connected intentionally is just the tool that helps shape us to be like Jesus. It's not, we don't get caught up in what I'm doing, and that's actually the point of it. We're doing it because that actually helps to shape us to be more like Jesus, to be more Christ-like, and to shine the glory of Jesus not only in our own lives, but around the community that we live in as well. And so we encourage people, hey, get connected in these places. We need to make sure when we think about this lifestyle one that we have the same amount of output as the input. We know in a physical sense that the input, if we're taking lots of kilojoules in and we're eating lots, but actually we don't do much, then actually that helps us to not be actually in a good shape. But as we, it's the same spiritually. If we're taking in, but we're actually not doing anything with that faith, we're not actually doing anything with that learning, that encouragement, then actually we start to get out of shape spiritually as well. James says that faith without deeds is dead. And so we grow our faith by the way that we live these things out. And so we're encouraging people today, as part of partnering with Encounter Church, a part of partnering with each other, to get connected. As we grow in that, we want to learn about humility, thankfulness, gratitude. And if you've got your Bible, flick with me to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 to 11. I want to read you something out of 1 Peter. 1 Peter is towards the back of the Bible. And Peter has something to share to us about the body, about the gifts that we have, and about using those. It says this in verse 7, "The end of all things is near, therefore be alert and sober mind, so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God. Grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength of God that provides so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. The lifestyle of Jesus, the Jesus lifestyle, actually means serving others. You know, we know that Jesus came to be served, not to be served. And so as people who are wanting to be disciples of Christ, which means a follower of Jesus Christ, then we actually are shaped by the same character of him. So we come as people who are come to serve one another and to serve each other for the building up of each other and for the glorifying of Christ. And so we're all called as one body to serve one another. That's the function that we have play together, is that we look out for each other and we serve one another with the gifts that we have, with the abilities and the talents that we have. We use those for the glory of God by serving one another. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, that now to each one of us, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is a gift through the Spirit, a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith of the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. Still another, the interpretation of tongues. And all these are the work of one and the same Spirit, as he distributes them to each one just as he determines. So each one of us, by the manifestation of the Spirit, has been given gifts. Each one of us has been given gifts by God, so none of us have nothing to give. Each one of us has something to give. There is something for each one of us to contribute to the body and to contribute wider as well. God has gifted us that way. He's put us in a body, but there's no spare parts in a body. In a body, there's actually only the parts that are going to be used, and that is every single one of us. I was speaking to a friend this week who had played a little bit of gridiron growing up, which is unusual in Australia in itself. But as he played gridiron, I was talking with him about that and reflecting on that, and it was a few years back. And he said this week, he said, the thing that I used to love about that is there was a spot on the team for everyone. There was a spot for tall guys. There was a spot for small guys. There was a spot for bigger guys, for smaller. There was a spot for everyone. Well, that's the same as the body of Christ, but on amped up to multiple levels, there is a spot for every single one of us because we're made in the image of God. We've been given gifts and talents to serve one another. And so each one of us here, whether we know it or not, has actually something to offer in this lifestyle of living like Jesus. And so we talk about that being connected internally and externally. I want to quickly share about how we can be connected internally in terms of our serving. And then rather than actually speak about what mission can look like, we've got some special guests here today who are going to share with us some opportunities that we can do to connect together. So if we think about how do we connect internally with the body, internally in the space, we can serve one another in multiple different ways. We can serve each other in formal ways. We can serve each other informal ways. It's about using the gifts that God has given you to use to bring glory to him and to bring serving to one another, to lift each other up. And so there's some pictures up there that have happened in the church over the last 3 to 6 months. We've got there's the worship team. And so you can get involved if you want to be involved in sound or lighting or the video, or you want to be used in instruments. There is space for you to get connected and to use those gifts to serve one another. On the top, the small squares, we see our men's ministry. You can get connected serving in our men's ministry, or below the youth ministry, or our young adults camp. There's the kids ministry that's happening out in this very space at the moment. You might want to serve by welcoming at the door. You might want to serve by serving coffee and hospitality to each other. Each one of these play a role in lifting each other up and encouraging each other and creating space for people to think and to talk and to grow in the things of God. You know, serving on a Sunday morning is a really great one to do that. And so we think about that. We come every Sunday morning anyway. So if we're coming every Sunday morning, getting involved in something once every 3 or 4 weeks that's actually going to help position me to grow more like Jesus is actually a really good use of my time. It's a really good use of what we do, and it also brings so much pleasure and enjoyment to others. We've all got something to give. The days of coming along but then saying, actually, I've got nothing to give to the... That's not how a family works. That's not how a body works. We all do something with our gifts that we've had. And there's no hierarchy in this. It's actually about I just use what God has given me to be a blessing to each other. And so being connected internally, it's the way we live it out amongst each other. But then that overflows to the way that we live out our lives in the wider community. And so being connected externally is really, really important as well. And one of the big things that we talk about here at Encounter is our place of access. And so it's not necessarily about being busier. I've got to add more. Just about being intentional in where you already are. So many of you are already in workplaces. Many of you are already in sporting clubs. Many of you are already in craft groups. Many of you are already in all types of things. And so we're saying, well, how do we intentionally serve in those places? Am I engaged in those places to bring life to them? I know many of you serve on boards in the organizations. You serve on other things in setting up and all those things. But how do I intentionally serve where God has placed me? That is mission at its very essence. Another place that you can serve externally is a more formal sense is that you can go on a short-term mission. I mentioned at the start that short-term missions actually changed my life. You know, we often think we're going to go somewhere, we're going to do something amazing and it's going to blow people away. No, it's actually what God does in us when we go to these places. And so a team of our young adults just recently went to Bali, and I'm going to let you watch a video about how that went. And then Cherub, who led that team, is going to come and share about that. So thanks, guys.
Something stirring 6 feet under.
Very good. So that was our mission trip in late November and early December. Cherub, why don't you share about it?
Thank you. Yeah, it was a real honour to take 13 young adults there, and it was just a joy to see the way that they grew in their confidence to share their faith, their confidence to just pray. We spent a lot of time in worship. That was a big focus of one of our team, and I just loved the way that they were so intentional in their growth and team support of each other. And we went into prisons. We went in lots of prisons, actually. And we went into, like down the bottom here, Christmas parties. And we for kids in villages who just had nothing. And so in this little place down here, we cleaned out about 800 spiders from this area. It was horrible. And so I want to point out, this was home visiting. So, you know, you think, oh, going to share the gospel is going to be so hard. It's not really. You walk in, this top one, this village, we walk in, we go, hello, are you coming to say hello? They said, yes, yes, come out of your house, everyone. We have visitors. And they come out and they're ready to talk. And so up in this corner, the guy in the middle in the pink, I'm going to share about him. His name is Sika. And Sika actually was our Hindu driver, and he took us everywhere. And we said, look, why don't you come and join us at night when we have our time of reflective worship and just sitting there. And he's like, all right, I'll come and sing. And so we're sitting there for like 40 minutes, you know, talking about what we're grateful to God for the day, praying. And he sits there and he's kind of has this, his hands are just like this on the floor because they're all piled into one hotel room, you know, on beds and everywhere. And he's just sitting there smiling with his face. And at the end of this whole time, I said to him, now, Sika, you tell me, and you told all of us, you know, how you worship your God, because we spend a lot of time learning and listening about his faith. And he said, but this, Sika, is how we worship our God. And he said, I really like the way you worship your God. I really like the vibe. And he goes, it's like a really lot of peace in this place, hey. And he said, I sit here and I open my eyes and I look and I can see everyone, you really like your God, hey. And I was like, we really do like our God. And he goes, and I can see your God must like you because there's a lot of peace here. I could just feel the vibe, you know. And he says, I feel like, because I can feel him here, maybe I better talk to him. And he goes, can I pray to your God? And we're like, sure. You know, keeping relaxed in your inside, you're like, oh my gosh. And so, sure. And he closes his eyes and he says, dear God, and he's like, wait, your God's got a son called Jesus, right? Yeah, okay. And your good son, Jesus, which we like. And he's like, thank you for all this peace and the good vibe. And I really like it. And then he's thinking, dun. He goes, wait, when you finish, you say amen, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got it. Amen. And he felt very proud of himself. And over the time of 6 days, we let him eat with us. He stayed with us. He played games with us. And he said never in all his time had he seen people, a whole group, engage him so thoughtfully, so with such intentionality. And at the last night, we all wrote him notes of encouragement. We gave him gifts for his family and his children as well. And we lay hands on him and we sang an Indonesian song over him. And that's his bus there. And as we did this, he's just crying and just crying so much. He's like, I never felt this much love before. And it was just such a joy to see the confidence of the young people stepping out to do this. So tonight, after the 5 p.m. service at 6:30, all of these young people will be here and they will all be giving their little testimony of things that God did for them in that time. So it's going to be super exciting. If you've got nothing to do or if you've got something to do, just cancel it and just come, and it's really exciting. And if missions is on your heart, whether it's for you, a family member, a teen or something, come and actually see Rod afterwards. I won't be here, but see Rod afterwards. But otherwise, I'll see you back tonight, and think about it, pray about it.
Thank you. Thanks, Cherub. Can we give Cherub a hand? That's great. So As you're intentionally thinking about how can I intentionally connect with mission this year, you can be intentional in the place of access you already are. You could go on a short mission trip. The other thing you could do is also get involved in a local mission and local ministry in our local community. And so one of the exciting things that we are a part of at Encounter, it just in its very infancy and it's exciting, it's launching, is our Love Our Suburbs. And it's combining with other churches in our community to represent Jesus in the way that we serve our local community through things that are already happening. And so it's our joy today to talk about that. And Ben and Karen are here. Ben and Karen have ministered at C3 Hepburn Heights for the last 20 years, but they've been released to represent the churches and to represent the churches in bringing missional organizations together and how we do that as one. And so that when things happen in our community, it's not about this church did it, that church did it, but it's about the Church of Jesus Christ that's been involved with this. And I just think that gets me excited. And so Ben, it's great to have you. Ben's going to share with the next 10 minutes about this Love Our Suburbs thing.
Thank you, Pete. You guys have amazing pastors. You have an incredible team. Yeah, there's lots of nods around the place. We appreciate you guys. Love being here. Love being here at the 8:45. Love being here right now with you amazing people. I'm sure the 5 p.m. is going to be amazing. Look, I'm just not used to this many services in one day. We have one service at our church, but this is awesome. I love how you can tangibly experience the presence of God in this church. And that's not because of the building. It's because of you wonderful people of faith who are contributing to seeing God in this place. And Jesus, he prayed to his Father in John 17 and said, Father, may they be one as the Father and I are one. His heart's desire would be that people of faith, that Christians who were not only Christians in that day, but Christians 2,000 years later, would be one, would be unified, but would be one heart and one mind, not battling, not comparing, not competing, not fighting for territory, but actually be one, of the same mind, going in the same direction with the same goal. And I think about it today, and I'm thinking, can this happen? Is it just a pipe dream? Is it just some dream that maybe one day we'll see in the future? Is he talking maybe in eternity this might happen? I firmly believe that this is not a pipe dream. I firmly believe, I have a conviction in my spirit that this is something that you and I are in reality. We are in the spirit. And then there is an opportunity for you and I to be united in intentionality and purpose on mission together. It's not a pipe dream. It's a beautiful dream. And as Pete's already said, God's already doing things. It's a new day. It's a new way of looking at what is the church and how is the church to be in our local area. And so Karen and I have been released. Karen, can you give everybody a wave? A bigger wave, yeah. I did ask her to stand up at the previous service and she wouldn't, so I'm not even going to bother asking you to stand up now. No. Okay. It's a new day. God is doing a new thing and it begins as his church is united. And so Karen and I, we've been released, we've been commissioned into this role after 21 years of pastoring in a local church. Amazing, amazing to be pastoring in a local church. It's such an incredible call from God. But now we have been shifted into a new season, and this season is just as exciting. We have been given a kingdom mandate to serve the local church, to unite and activate the local church in the cities of Joondalup and Wanneroo so that we can be his hands and feet, so his love can be poured out into our neighbors' hearts, into the hearts of those around us, and so we can see communities transform for his glory. And so Love Our Suburbs is the name of this initiative. It's not an organization. It's not a program. I see it like as glue. I see it like as a role of the Holy Spirit to knit everything together. we are called just to knit all the things that are already happening, the amazing things that are already happening, the willingness and the desire that God's already put in your heart, to knit those things together, to combine and unite those things together so that we can be the incredible church He's called us to be. And we want to work with the willing. We don't want to twist people's arms. Already spent 21 years in pastoral ministry doing that. It was amazing. But what I've discovered in the last 6 months of being in this role, which has been a huge step of faith and a huge learning curve, and I'm still like L plates, big time on. I don't know what I'm doing, guys, to be honest, but listen to me and trust me. Is that there are already so many incredible things happening out there in our community. Amazing things taking place. Wonderful things that for the glorifying God and helping transform this community. And so our focus is not on starting anything new. Our focus is actually on linking those who are willing, those who God is calling to the things that are already taking place. So you don't have to do the heavy lifting. You don't have to do all that work. We do the work for you, and then we link you with the right next step. And in time, we're going to see more and more church communities coming on board. But at the moment, we have four founding church communities that are driving this, that are the pioneers for Love Our Suburbs. And guess what? You're one of those. Ho, ho, ho! Encounter Church, represent! And so the incredible pastors Pete and Alyssa and your church are one of the founding churches. And we also have Mike and Caroline Birch at Kingsley Church of Christ. We also have Jason and Emma Schroed at C3 Church Hepburn Heights, which is our home church. And then we also have Piet and Lisa Palm at Kingsway Christian Church. And so very grateful for these families, very grateful for what's really come out of their heart. It wasn't initiated from me. It's come out of the heart of these four pastors and these four churches that are already there, that are already wanting to do this. And so today we're launching Love Our Suburbs Phase 1 at Encounter Church. And so I want to outline really quickly two strategic opportunities that you and I can step into that I just believe God has opened the way for us to step into. The first one is prayer. And so we're going to check out this video. Thanks, Abitha. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, King David writes in Psalm 24.
This means every one of the 370,000 people living in one of the suburbs that makes up Joondalup and Wanneroo belongs to Him.
Those who make up the suburbs we live in have been fearfully and wonderfully made by the triune God of love.
It is His desire, and it is time for God, the King of Glory, to come.
For His love to flow into suburbs, streets, schools, shopping centres, homes and hearts.
This is where you and I, the church, united in Joondalup and Wanneroo, can play a part. We can lift our heads, our hearts, our hands, our voices, and we can pray.
It is our privilege and our responsibility.
We can pray in the name of Jesus, covering Joondalup and Wanneroo in prayer, and then wait and see what He will do. Wait and see what our God will do as we lift up our voices, as we lift up our hands, as we lift up His name in the suburbs. And so I love this. We've been piloting our Woodvale suburb prayer group for the last 6 months. And would you believe there are so many people from Encounter Church that live in Woodvale? You guys are just taking over this prayer group. This is amazing. But we're not lifting up a church. We're not lifting up a program. It's so refreshing to not be praying for a program. It's just amazing to be able to be praying that God would come and meet our neighbors, meet the people that we come into contact with every single day. And you and I, we are where we are for a reason, where we are for a purpose. We're not living in that suburb by mistake. So whether we're living in Ellenbrook, whether we're living in any of these incredible suburbs that make up these wonderful LGAs, we have an opportunity to join with other people of faith, other Christians, and to pray. And we can prayer walk, we can prayer drive, we can come together on a WhatsApp group and share a common prayer, a goal for the week. And we can all be united praying for that same thing, praying that God would move in that way in that suburb. And so if you're interested interested in being a part of a suburb prayer group going forward, joining with other Christians that live where you live, then I'd love to chat with you afterwards. The second opportunity is through schools. You know that there are unprecedented open doors in local schools at the moment in WA. We think it's the opposite. And it is the opposite in the eastern states. It is the opposite in other countries. But in Western Australia, by the grace of God, there is open door after open door for people of faith to be in local schools. There's 150 chaplaincy vacancies across WA. There are schools who are putting their hand up saying, we need a chaplain, we want a chaplain. The harvest is ripe and the workers are few. And so there might be something sparking in you right now, a desire to step towards chaplaincy. Maybe it's in the area of Christian values education. There are schools on the waiting list to have Christian values education taught in classrooms, taught at lunchtimes by people of faith. Schools on the waiting list. Again, we don't have the people trained. We have Kids Hope, an incredible organization where they provide one-on-one mentors for kids in schools who are doing it tough. And I interviewed a principal last year of Sorrento Primary School who've just recently had Kids Hope mentors. They had 15 Kids Hope mentors. They've got a waiting list of another 10. They've heard, they've seen the culture of their school has been transformed and they want more mentors. They want more Christians in their school, guys. What's going on? And then we have this incredible thing that's happening around the city of Perth at the moment called StudentNet. And this is about Steve Friend, incredible human being over there, who's leading the charge here in StudentNet about raising up, empowering teenagers to pray in their schools. Because chaplains can be shut down for running a prayer meeting in a school. Students can't. Students who rise up, join together with other people of faith and praying in their schools to see their friends come to know Christ, to see disciples made. What an opportunity. And so we want to just provide that link, point people to StudentNet, teenagers who are excited and want to do that. We want to help with that. And so these schools could be the schools that you walk past or you drive past every single day in your suburb. They could be schools that you're walking your kids to every single day. There are opportunities for you and I as people of faith to be in that school. How amazing is that? And so next steps, you might be ready to go. God may have been speaking to you for 6 months and the Holy Spirit's just doing something, doing backflips inside of you right now, and I've just come to confirm it. You're ready to go. Come and see us and we'll get you activated, trained, and put into schools as quickly as possible or in the suburbs. Maybe it's like, this is awesome, but not yet. That's fine. Let it be a seed. Let it be a seed of faith that you allow God just to continue to brew in you so that when the right time comes, you can step in. And so I want to thank you so much for already being that church and being that people. And let me finish with praying Psalm 24, 7 to 10, which has been such an important scripture for Kaz and I as we've led the charge here. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. God, we present ourselves to you today. And I pray that we would be as gates and doors, people who lift up our heads and who are willing and open to allowing you to be a conduit, Lord, through us, that you would come and move through us and move into our suburbs and move into our schools. God, use us. God, empower us. We want to see the King of glory flood where we are in the cities of Joondalup and Wanneroo. May your kingdom come. And your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Ben. Why don't we give Ben a round of applause? That's great, Ben. So you can get engaged with that. The thing I love about Love Our Suburbs is that God commands a blessing where the brethren play together. That's Psalm 133. But the other thing is that it actually combines with what we're already doing in local missions. So Ben's talking about getting involved with youth care. Youth care are already one of our mission partners here. So we're talking about praying. We already do pray. So it's like we're just expanding that. We're just increasing that and saying, how can we as churches have more impact by doing it together than by ourselves? And so I think that's really, really exciting. So if that has touched you today, then Ben and Karen are going to be out there. But Liz is our area chaplain. Liz, can you just give a little wave? Liz is our, so she oversees all the chaplains in our area, and she's would love to chat with you out there as well. Again, so there's roles in that space. There's places that you can engage in there. And so how does this all fit with what we're talking about today in terms of connect to lifestyle? Is we encourage each person in the church to think about how do we intentionally connect with the lifestyle of Jesus Christ, which is serving both internally and externally. Where am I intentionally serving the body, and where am I intentionally engaging in the wider community? You might be engaging the wider community through prayer. If you're someone who's a little less able-bodied, prayer. You can pray into that space. I want to encourage you to do that. Around on your seats, over the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about partnership, and this is on your seat, and how this works, and we're going to have a chance in the service next week to actually sign this, but if you want to sign up today, we don't do membership here at this church. We do partnership. So membership, we think of being connected to an organization or to a group. Partnership is about partnering with each other to become more like Jesus. That's how we partner here at Encounter. And so on the left-hand side, we encourage you to think about how you're intentionally going to connect to God internally and externally, intentionally how you're going to connect to community, and intentionally how you're going to connect to lifestyle. Then we want you to tear that off and put that somewhere in your wallet, on your fridge, on your mirror, so you're reminded this, all this year about, hey, I'm intentionally connecting to God. Remember, the things that you intentionally connect to aren't just so you can walk around saying, hey, isn't it great, I do this and I do that and I do it. You know, it's about actually positioning yourself and using a tool to grow in the things of God. That's why we do it. You don't do 100 push-ups so you can go to the barbecue and say, look how many push-ups I can do. I do 100. How many do you do? No, you do it so you get strong pectoral muscles. That's the point of it. So don't lose the point for the tool. The point is to be connected to God, connected in community, and connected in the lifestyle of serving. That's what will actually grow you in the things of God. And then on this side, we just say, hey, why don't you put your name down? Why don't you put what date it is? Why don't you read, if you read the booklet on the website, and then put down when you received Christ, pop it in the black box at the back, and we'll follow you up. But that's how you partner with the church in 2025. And as I said, we're going to do a signing in the service next week to give you an opportunity to do that. But that's what we'd love you to do. Be involved in the lifestyle of Jesus. Lots of opportunities, and lots of opportunities in the spaces you already are, and lots of opportunities to start in new places as well. We want to be making sure that we're growing in that. Let me pray for you today, and we're going to finish with a word, with a song of praise as we go. Heavenly Father God, I want to thank you for the opportunity to partner with you in the lifestyle of Jesus of serving. Lord, we know you can do all things without us. But it's our privilege and our honor and our joy to be invited by you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to be involved in the things that you are doing for the purpose that we actually might be shaped more and more in the image of you, that we might be shaped to be the hands and feet of you, that we might be shaped to become more and more like Jesus, that our lives would be reflectors of your glory, that our lives would be signposts to you. Lord, that more and more people would come to know you, but also we would live out the things that way we've been created in you to live. And so, God, we thank you for that today. Father, for the stirring of hearts that you've stirred today from the things that we have heard. May you help us to consider and be bold to take steps to join where you would like us to join. Father, our desire in all of this is that your name is lifted up, and that we might grow more and more to be like you. We love you so much. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for the people who shared those opportunities with us today and the joy that that's brought to each one of our hearts. And we thank you for your church, the bride, the body of Christ. What an absolute blessing it is to be a part of church, this church, the wider church, the whole church of Jesus Christ. We give you thanks. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Pete, why don't you stand, and we're going to continue and finish our service with praising our King.